Shubhoday. The Newton's third law says action, every action has a equal and opposite reaction. This aligns with the karma theory. Karma theory, the every action we do, it has a reaction. The whatever action we do, it may or may not hit the target, but it comes back to us like a boomerang. It comes back to us like a boomerang. Reaction is whatever they were talking about, whether we are acting here or reacting, we don't know. We are whatever our action, is it the first time or it's in response to whatever we have done. The himsa, if you are experiencing any pain, suffering, it is because of the action you have done. Action you have done, the ahimsa means no himsa. Himsa means the stress, anxiety, whatever you are going through, it is a result of something. Result, in Mahabharata, it talks about ahimsa paramo dharmaha. Ahimsa is the ultimate virtue. Able to stay through without suffering is the greatest virtue. If you are suffering in the life, that means you are doing a himsa to yourself. Himsa, able to stay happy all through, it is the greatest virtue. In Bible also, it talks about do unto others what you expect others to do unto yourself. So, it is talking about you. What you expect, you have to do the same. If you don't do, the suffering will come on to you. Suffering will come on to you. In himsa, in the world, so much of suffering is there. This weekend, yesterday and today, in Nepal, they are having once in a five years slaughter festival. World's biggest slaughtering. 500,000 animals will be slaughtered this weekend. It's the world's biggest. Buffaloes, sheep, goat, rams, and mercilessly they are slaughtering. In the name, gods will be happy. In the name, gods will be happy mercilessly. And some religion, they talk about, if you hurt others, injure others, God will be happy. God will be happy. God is God is it's an embodiment of ahimsa. The purpose he has sent us here, to live in harmony and peace. No God will be happy. We are living on torture. On the other token, ahimsa. Ahimsa means, doesn't mean you are becoming a doormat. Even the message of ahimsa was misunderstood by Gandhi. Gandhi, he was, he convinced the country people, if one cheek, if somebody hits on one cheek, show the other. Other, his, the message of ahimsa, try to become a doormat. Let people walk over, sooner or later they get tired and they apologize. That is not the case, that is not the history what says. The message of Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna in the war front, he talks about ahimsa. In the war, you have to observe the ahimsa. Ahimsa, he talks about three times. He tells Arjuna, observe ahimsa. Ahimsa means the sacrificing the small part for the protection of the higher things is ahimsa. You sacrifice something small in the benefit of the larger is ahimsa. Doctor amputating a limb to protect the whole body is ahimsa. police catching hold of a thief to is a ahimsa, catching hold to protect the society. A judge convicting somebody into life imprisonment is a ahimsa. For the greater good, doing the small hurting, it is called as ahimsa. In the larger good, in the ahimsa is when we are established in ahimsa, we are happy within, we are at peace. Our family is in peace by observing ahimsa. Community is at peace by observing ahimsa. And the world is at peace by observing ahimsa. The society is going through lot of violence. Violence is happening, domestic violence, and we hear about that one, and suicidal tendency and abusing, it is happening. It is because of himsa. We are not observing ahimsa. Because of that one, the community, Australia has only 25 million population, but challenges are too great. It is across, if you go to the northern hemisphere, more populated, problem get multiplied. Ahimsa is the foundation of sustainable living. Sustainable living, when you observe ahimsa, when the self-care is there, you can look after the community care. Community care happens. When the community care is there, the global care. Global care, the fundamental is ahimsa. Based on ahimsa is the principle. Based on, you can nurture yourself, nurture others. Australia's biggest challenge is suicidal tendency, domestic violence, drug abuse, and sexual abuse. These are all happening because there is no fundamental of ahimsa. Only life is built upon the himsa, the violence. Ahimsa means you are a traveler. You are not a sole traveler in this world. There are many other travelers are there. Many other travelers are going through this planet. The planet is not your possession. It was there, it will be there, and it is there. It will be continue to be there beyond your time. You are a traveler. You have to allow other travelers to share the property. Like in a shared driveway, if I am blocking the shared driveway, I am holding up the traffic and I am holding up others. You have to allow others also to evolve. Ahimsa means you prosper, let others also prosper. Why himsa comes? Himsa thinks, I am only the in charge. Nobody else could prosper. I am the only one. I am the ultimate. When it is that concept is there, I am that Vasudeva Kutumbakam. This concept of Sanatana Dharma talks about Vasudeva Kutumbakam. Whole world is one planet. Everyone are the stakeholders. Let everyone live and let others to live. When the concept of ahimsa dawns, your inner beauty outshines your outer beauty. Whatever outer beauty I put on, makeup, cosmetic, I stand in front of the mirror for 1 hour. But when the one who has established in ahimsa, inner beauty outshines the outer beauty. In Patanjali talks about in Yoga Sutra, ahimsa pratishtayam tat sannido vairatyagaha. One who has established in ahimsa, in and around that person, there is no animosity. There is peace is there, happiness is there around that person. This is the need of the hour. to make the community healthy, happy and violent free, violence free, ahimsa is a must. You, now ahimsa means you give the importance to the lives of all. Ahimsa, in the name of ahimsa, I talked about killing animals, sacrificing, try to become a vegetarian. You become a vegetarian. That act of killing others for my pleasure. Violence starts from there. So become a vegetarian. Let us make the society violence free. Let us make the self-care, community care and global care must dawn through ahimsa, principles of ahimsa.